Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Today is a special show. We got my guy, Mr. Jason Johnson from Project K9 Hero, who's not only a sponsor on the show, he's a friend. He is a guy that I just admire so much what he does, and he has a big event coming up next week in Nashville, and we're going to talk about it. But also on with us, too, is one of the performers from that event and a past guest that we get to catch up with. We ain't talked to him in a hot-ass minute, so this is just going to be great. First off, Jason, thank you so much for letting us be involved with anything that you do with Project K9 Hero. Absolutely love the organization, love everything that you do. Most of your posts on social media make me cry like a little bitch. But outside of that, I just think you're wonderful. I love everything that you do, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And, coming on here every year, talking about the event, bringing on an artist like Mr. George Dukas here is great for us because every year it's been successful. Every year we've made more and more money and donations for the organization. And I hope this year is going to be no different.
Absolutely. I hope we can help. And anybody that's listening, before we get too deep in this and before I introduce y'all to Mr. George, tell them real fast, just in case anybody wants to tune out, they get busy or whatever. If they can't make Nashville Palace next week, where can they make a donation and help out Project K9 Hero?
Yeah, everything's right on our website, projectk9hero.org. That's project, letter K, number 9, H-E-R-O.org. And not only can you make donations, you can see our shop. You can read about the heroes that we serve from the United States military, federal government, and local law enforcement, as well as learn about how to get tickets for the event. So everything's right there on the website or our social media, Project K9 Hero.
And it's one of the few organizations that every dollar goes to exactly where it's supposed to. These dogs cost a lot. He's going to tell you more about that in a minute, but it is one of the things that ever since we heard about them a couple years ago and got involved, we couldn't help but be a part of and have loved to be, love being a part of. Now also with us, as he said, is Mr. George Dukas. How are you doing, buddy?
Hold up, guys.
George broke his camera again.
One sec, guys. So sorry.
You're good.
I'm trying to take my iPad. Okay. I tried to take my AirPods off because it wasn't really working for me. So okay, I just did that. So we're good.
Is when you can write and sing like you can break all the shit you want, George. It doesn't matter. It'll be okay. Hell with it. It don't matter. George, give everybody a little bit of background on you in case they didn't hear the first episode me and you did a couple years ago.
Yeah, man. Josh, it's been a hot minute, man. I guess, dude. It's been almost maybe a year and a half or two. I don't even know. But yeah, man, singer-songwriter, like, Shake a Tree and 100 of Us Fall Out and 99 of us are probably selling pizzas, for Domino's or delivering pizzas. But yeah, I've just had one foot in both the recording artist world all my life, really since a young age. And then the other foot in the songwriting world. And I write songs. Some days I write them for me and some days I write them for other people. And that's served me pretty well over the years. Bunch of hits of my own on the radio, Lipstick Promises being the biggest one back in the mid late 90s. And then a number of other top 20s, top 30s. And then some as an indie artist and, a lot of good stuff on CMT on me and through the years. And then I've, my songwriting stuff, I've had fortunately right place, right time stuff happened to me, like Garth Brooks, George Jones, and Sarah Evans, good friend of mine, who I just texted earlier today, and had a number one, 3 week number one hit with one of my songs. So it just happens, like Eli Young Band and some Texas boys, Randy Rogers band, and there's no rhyme or reason to what we do. That's it's like the blessing and the hard part to it. You
Yeah.
just sort of kind of nose to the grindstone, man. Just like much like yourself, really. Like you just keep doing what you do and doing it for the right reasons. And when you do that, like good things happen.
Well, it's funny how when you do things because you love them, not because you want to or have to, how it
Yeah.
just always seems to work out for you. It always seems like it not, when you think a door shuts, if you're doing it for the right reasons, a door always opens.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's true. And that's so, it sounds so almost contrived, but the hard thing is that maybe it doesn't happen on your time.
Yeah.
But like, I can look back on 25 years of this thing, not to date myself or whatever, but six albums, five or six Billboard hits. It's not 30 Billboard hits, but it's a solid, like, toured the world. It's been a really great career, and then I've had the whole side piece career of being a songwriter that had hits for other people that have become those songs have become instrumental in other artists' lives that a key part of their careers, and that's like the ultimate compliment as a creator in this business we call music, and to have someone else your creation be a part of someone else's career that they valued enough to record it, and then it was actually a key piece, to what they do every night live on stage. And then you got your own thing you're doing live on stage every night too, which that's really what drives me, is like being out on the road, on the highway with the band, with the guys, and feeling the just the music coming th up through the stage floor, feeling connecting with the crowd, and smelling the amplifiers humming, and just getting after it, that's really what drives everything for me ultimately, is drives the songwriting, shows me what I'm doing well, shows me what I'm missing as a songwriter or in my live show. And so it all fits together that way, for
Well,
sure.
one thing, George, I'm learning to do, and Jason, is to pat myself on the back sometimes. How you said, people have had more. Obviously, you know how many people don't have a single song in the top 20 or have ever charted on Billboard? 99.999999% of the whole fucking world. So
No,
you
you're
having
right.
five, it's just one of those things. Is I hear people all the time
You're right.
say stuff like, and it's like that's so much of an accomplishment. That you'll get people that are like armchair football players, whatever you want to call them, that are sitting there and
For
say, "Oh, I could
sure.
have made that tackle." You know what? No, you couldn't have, or you'd be in the NFL. The same thing with
Yeah.
songwriters and singers, man. If
Yeah.
I could sit here and say I can do it all day long, but I can't. I
Yeah.
can't, but you can, and that is something that the majority of the world will never do. So don't downplay that. Don't tap that back,
Oh
baby.
man,
Tap
I
that back,
appreciate that,
baby.
brother. I mean, no, I appreciate that. I guess like it's so different now, like than when I started in like 1995 as a barely a 20-year-old. Like, I mean, it's like that was the age where the artists had some mystique to them, like no, you didn't know what they were eating for lunch. They weren't posting, taking their dog for a walk or whatever
Yeah.
the heck, all the mundane stuff that people post now, or them doing a selfie in their car and singing a demo to their latest song. Like, it just wasn't that way. I don't know. So, and I kind of like that. That's like where I come from. So I don't self-promote very
Yeah.
well because I don't come from that. Like, but now, man, there's like people spend like so much time on that. Like, can we just get back to like spending as much time on our craft? Like,
Absolutely.
that'd be good for me.
See, the reason why a bunch of, like the older cats like me is even though I've made a name for myself in social media, it's a necessary evil for me. I don't want to have to
For
work
sure.
in. I don't want to have to be that guy to make stupid ass videos. I don't want to be the guy that has put too much of his life on social media. I want to do what Jason does. I want to have a cause. I want to have something that I just grind for every single day, and that's my thing. Or be like you. singer and songwriter. Good Lord didn't give me that talent because I'd have ruined my damn self. But,
Right here. I'm right there
yeah,
with you.
but that's
I
what,
love what Jason, and I love what Jason does every day, just to interject on what you're, to speak to what you're speaking about. Like,
But all these
man, I mean,
people, but all these artists that you see coming up, see, the reason the old cats like me is I tell anybody that we work with that right now the numbers and followings outweigh the talent, and that's bullshit. I don't like that. I love the way that it used to be, like you were just talking about, where the talent, if you were talented, you were gonna shine through. Now you might have somebody that's got 2 million followers on something, and just because they got 2 million damn followers and they think they can sing, all of a sudden they got a record deal and they sound like shit. But the second you put them out on the road or you put them on a
they're not
stage,
ready.
they're not ready
Yeah.
and they cripple themselves. And it's just horrible.
You're right. They're not, and they're being, I mean, that's a disservice to them because they needed that time to get ready, to season themselves, So it does, that does happen. I mean, that does happen.
The thing with me too is like if Jason was to sit down and write a song, he's had one of his, a couple guys on the show that he's wrote songs with, or some of the songs that you've wrote, you've actually had to live. All these people that have had shit handed to them because of an app, they're going to run out of material. I don't, nobody wants to hear how great your life is. And then when you do sing some of these songs that somebody else wrote for you that are just deep heart, just substance songs, nobody connects with you. Because they can tell it's not you. The reason why I like the music I do is because when I hear an artist sing it, I believe that they lived it, whether they did or not. Like, and that some, that's why a bunch of these people, they're gonna be 15 minutes of fame. They're gonna follow them, they're gonna have their little bit of success. But in 25 years, they're not a George Dukas. You might not be the most popular or famous person, but you can write a hell of a song. And the people that know how good you are. Jason having you on the show this year, me having you on the podcast before, me hearing some of your stuff. Anytime somebody
Well,
brings your name
appreciate
up, anytime somebody brings your name up, they know you're one of the good ones that does what you do and you're worth listening to. To where the rest of these folks, fuck them. Wait till if TikTok would have if TikTok would have died the other day, half the music industry would have been out of business. Like that's how I feel.
Golly, can we talk about that for a second? Like Trump was against TikTok in 2020. Now he's flipped on it and he's like, saving it. Like it's so interesting, but
He's
yeah.
fixing to turn everything upside down anyway, and
Oh, for sure.
I think that he knows that he's gonna have all these people rallying behind him on social media now.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
100%. Not only that, but he's got Elon ready to buy it. So
oh
Elon's, I mean, he's that's probably like that's probably the way he's paying Elon back for all of his help during the campaign,
yeah.
right?
I'm a huge Elon Musk guy. I don't know about you two, but
Yeah, no,
like
I mean,
I adore
the guy's
him.
a genius. He's a genius,
I adore him, and I think that Elon just literally wants to make everything. When he says he believes in free speech, I don't think there's an ulterior. He's lost so much money with Twitter. It's stupid if you look it up. He has lost dollar after dollar after dollar on there. He doesn't care. He wants people to actually, like, anytime that we've done something for Project K9 Hero, our views go down. And that makes no sense. But if I was talking about drama and bullshit, it would go up. And all it is the algorithm that it doesn't like it to where now moving forward, when we talk about Project K9 Hero and we just put out into the world what they're doing, how great they're doing, all that kind of stuff, because the algorithm's fixing to go back to where it was free speech, everybody's gonna be like, oh, this is great. How did we not know about these guys before now?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I know you're right. There's no doubt
I just want to
about it.
give George one of the best compliments I can. So, I was in the army from 93 to 98. I was in Wiesbaden, Mainz, Germany, 94 to 96. I was very poor. I made about $730 a month. This is when you still had to get the prepaid calling card to call back home. That cost about half my money there. And
And
it
we
will.
thank you, and we thank you for your service,
Well,
by the way.
I appreciate it. But you have to go down to the A fees, which is the post exchange, the PX, and they'd have new CDs in like every Monday or Tuesday. And that was my thing because, we still listened to CDs back then. And when your first one came out, with Lipstick Promises on it, I spent my hard-earned money as a soldier, bought it, and it was my favorite album of that year. And so
Bro,
now having
that's
George on the show, what, 30 years later, me and him have become friends
yeah,
over the years. We hang out, we're friends now, but now having
man.
him on our show now, That's a full circle moment for me,
Yeah,
you know,
dude. Dude, that's so
in the
cool.
organization. But I can
I
say I
can't.
actually bought the CD and in a box somewhere in all my storage. I don't think I threw them away. I still probably have it. But man,
Wow,
that
man.
was great. And then you know, some of the songs he mentioned, Joshua, and I know he probably didn't do them justice, but they're big hits. And
Yeah.
he writes, one of my favorite songwriters of all time is Radney Foster, and George writes with Radney. The Randy Rogers song "Kiss Me in the Dark" is probably one of my favorite songs ever. You know,
Yeah.
so just to bring it in full context, you know, it's a for me personally, just having George affiliated with us is huge.
Yeah. Listen, man, that's too sweet, and I could not be more proud than to be affiliated with you, man. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And you had not yet told me the story about how you spent your very hard-earned and scarce dollars at the time in the military on my CD. And I feel like I owe you a couple of drinks to pay you back for that right now. So with interest. So
The other
that's
one was
coming.
big that time for me was Dave Lee Murphy Out with a Bang. Those were
Yeah.
two by far the best CDs I ever purchased when I was down there in the military in Wiesbaden, Mainz, Germany. And you may have not even known at the time that they were selling your music in Wiesbaden, Mainz, Germany, but they were. That's where I bought it.
Brother, I had no idea. I mean, there were a lot of things that were happening for me at the time that I had no idea how they were happening, or you think it's all you as a young dumb kid, and then you figure out later it's that, man, it's this whole machine. It's like, but I appreciate, I appreciate that now even more than I did then, and I appreciate your story even more than any of that, man. That just speaks, that hits me right in the heart. So I'm so honored now that we're friends and that I can give back to you and to your cause, because it is such a wonderful cause. So, I mean, it is full circle for me as well, brother. I mean that.
That's awesome.
That's
Yeah, it's
cool.
awesome. We've got some great.
And in case y'all missed what George said a while ago with Garth Brooks and George Jones, just put it in perspective, you probably had George Jones's last hit, right?
Man, I feel like it was. I can't
Yeah.
say for a fact if he had another radio single out after Beer Run, which is the song that I had a hand in writing. I feel like maybe it was the last one that he had on the radio, though. I feel like there's a pretty good.
It had to be. I'm a George Jones fanatic, and I can't
I mean,
think of
me
one
too,
after.
bro.
I can't think of one after.
And it was a duet with Garth, so it was a big event at the time. And I don't know that he had another single out. I don't think he had really
I don't
a
think he did.
machine to, put another single out on Billboard Radio at the time. But because Garth was associated with it, it was readily welcomed, So it's a huge honor, and to have him, have that voice, his voice on your creation, like, is it doesn't really get any better than that. It can't. Like, there's no, just no way, I mean, for me, I'm a huge Buck Owens fan, Merle Haggard fan. Like, that whole Bakersfield thing fits into what shaped my understanding of country music as much as Texas did shape it. And so to have one of those guys would have been equally like an equally proud moment. But I never I played a show with Merle towards the end in Texas, at a big festival, and got to hang out with him for a hot minute. And then I did have a couple run-ins with Buck Owens at his radio stations out there on the West Coast, and we sort of wound up connecting, and he actually wound up calling my house a few times and checking in on me, which was really, very mentor-like of him to do that. It was later on, and his health was declining for sure, but I always heard he was a really instrumental mentor to many people in the business, and that was certainly true in my brief exposure with Buck.
That's cool, dude. That is Jason.
Yeah, it's
I
crazy.
mean, it's this just you put together the best lineups, dude. Like,
And I'll get lucky.
Dude,
Dude, well, you're just so
he's
lovable.
just
You're so
he's that's
lovable.
the that's exactly what I was going to say, Josh, is he Jason really is, man. He is cut and dried, straight from the heart, and people people pick up on that. They recognize that. Like it's just so obvious, you know, like he is real as the day is long, you know.
Well, I said it in the first show, and I know I kiss his ass every time when I say this, but one of the things that I love about people when they start an organization is when you see a need for something and you get tired of waiting on somebody to do it and you do it your damn self. And that's what I've loved about Jason since the first time I met him, because like I didn't even know that there was a need for what he does and supporting these dogs, these military and law enforcement dogs. But him coming from the background that he did and what all he still works in now, he saw it, knew that there had to be something done about it, and he took charge about it. And that's where you just don't get a lot of people that do that. And this dude's had my respect, my love. Like he's just been one of the dudes ever since day one, since we met him. And the fact that he adds the humbleness that he has and him just being so lovable and then taking care of these animals. It's impossible to say no to him once you get to meet him. Like you want to do everything. If more artists knew, which the lineup's already great anyway, don't get me wrong, but there wouldn't be an artist in Nashville or pretty much anywhere that wouldn't want to be associated if they knew more about Project Canine Hero and knew more about Jason. And Jason can make us jump through hoops just like them damn dogs.
Oh, hell, gladly, right?
And
I
a
mean,
heartbeat.
yeah.
Tell them about
Show
some
me
other
who.
folk. Tell them about some other folks you got on the lineup this year.
Yeah, some faces we've had on before and some new ones. So Miss Danielle Peck, you know, she's our host once again. We've worked with Danielle for the last couple of years, but coming in new this year is going to be Mr. Craig Campbell, and I'm excited about
Oof,
that.
good
I
dude.
love Craig's music. I have always loved his music, and you know, a few years we've talked to him. And he's, you know, he's been busy with some of his other stuff, but this year he had the time and got on the schedule, and I'm pretty excited about having Craig and having George New is this year. As well is huge for me. And then coming back, who's been on before, Mr. Jesse Keith Whitley, who you know is kind of like family to me, which I know that sounds weird. He says we're family, but
He's
you
a
know
buddy
we
of the show.
sponsored
He's a good dude.
we sponsored the golf
For
tournament this
sure.
year, and I get to hang out with him a couple times a year. And when you have someone like Jesse Keith call you your brother and mean it, like you know family brother, that's pretty cool. Because you know I just. Me and I think we all agree on what Keith Whitley means to country music royalty and his
Kentucky
mom.
Bluebird.
Miss Florida Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Craig Wayne Boyd came back this year. We've had Craig on a couple times, so we're excited about that. We've got some new songwriters on, Mr. Kesey Timmer. I've been friends with Kesey over the last couple of years. I think you guys may know him, but he's doing great and
It's great. Yeah.
back into back he had wasn't here last year, but one of the, what I feel is one of the greatest songwriters in Nashville, Mr. Anthony Smith, is back. He wrote "Run" by George Strait, "Cowboys Like Us," plus you know many others. But
Yeah.
Anthony's got some of my favorite. Run's one of my favorite songs also ever written. I just feel, yeah. So
Oh.
Anthony does a great job. He's a great performer. He's back, Mr. Rob Mays. He's helped me host it. He's a good friend of mine. The show. He's been on the show with us before,
That
Josh.
good-looking bastard.
I know, man.
Hey,
He's in Hollywood
so
making
fucking
movies
pretty.
and doing all these things. And then we got the guys from Label 22. I've been working. We had Stephen Cochran on before, my military buddy I work with. He's got Mr. Sal Gonzalez on. And Sal, you know, he was just on the Opry here a few weeks ago. I saw him on there. He's a amputee Marine, and he actually has a music video called Heroes. And I'm one of the heroes with him in the video. I'm in the music video. We're on the Nashville Bridge and everything. So that's
It's cool.
my official music video debut with him. And then we got the guys lining up and before that with some great artists, Mr. Austin Newman out of Kentucky, up and
Great
coming
guy.
artists that yeah,
Great
we're
guy.
talking to George even about doing some work with if he'll lend us his talents. But with you know my best friend out there, Morgan Cyrus, from the Cyrus family, we're working with Austin. We got Chad Bushnell coming back from California. He's a great guy. He's played every year. He does great for us. Mr. Nathan Maravich coming back from Pennsylvania. Nathan's also a great musician. Does great work, and we're pretty excited to have him as well. Mr. Michael Ricks, who plays the banjo, he's been a few times. He's going to do a special thing. We wrote a song about my dog Yubi, who passed away this year. When we wrote it and kind of did the release, she was still alive, but pneumonia got her. And we're going to have a special tribute to her. She was our national ambassador for 4 years. So we're going to have something special for Yubi and do that. After party is going to be amazing. In the after party, we got Mr. Zach Henson and Michael Lisenby coming out there to the start. Then we get Mr. Chris Turner and a full band. That's going to be in the front room. I do have a special guest, one of my good friends, and I don't mind saying it here because I want to promote a little bit, but one of my good friends is Mr. Joe Parker Diffie, which is Joe Diffie's son. And I've been playing golf with him. We've been hanging out. We've become pretty good buddies. And he's like, "Hey, man, maybe someone will let me get up there and sing Pickup Man." I was like, "Man, if you want to get up there and sing Pickup Man, I'll figure out a way for you to get up there." So we're gonna kick off the after party with Parker Diffie and a little Pickup Man. So
Did
that's gonna be
you
special.
hear the song that he did on the tribute album to Diffy, the
I
very
did.
end of it?
Yeah, I've listened to
Tell
it.
him to kiss my ass, because I'm probably still crying from it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I just didn't expect it. It was so good. It was so
Yeah.
good. To cover
Yep.
one of your dad's songs and do it with those guys, he killed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also with the Label 22 guys, we got Caleb Montgomery. So Label 22 is something my buddy Stephen Cochran started up. So I'm trying to give back a little bit to the military community. Stephen's a Marine, Sal's a Marine. Who else you got out there? Caleb is who they had signed on it. So pretty excited. And Chris Turner's a Marine. So,
Label
trying to
22 is the one that we did the show with, right?
we did. So we've been where I've been trying to help those guys out a little bit. So that's why we made four spots for them this year. We had a hard time, honestly, getting some female artists. I called a lot. We called Sarah. She wasn't busy. Over the couple of years, she wanted to do it. Just scheduling. She's been busy, and we've had some great female artists over the years. Heidi Newfield. She wasn't gonna be in town. We've had Jana Kramer, Carolyn Don Johnson, Anita Cochran, but a lot, just tough to get them. So, and I'm not quite done. I got some calls to make tomorrow. I'm maybe gonna move some things around, and we got a few big names out there that haven't given me a yes or no yet. But I also know some few really good hit songwriters that we might bring in. So there might be
Jason,
one or two more added.
when you said, sorry to interrupt, when you said Sarah, which Sarah is that?
Sarah Evans,
Oh,
yeah.
because I can reach out to her too, if you'd like.
Danielle's tried, but hey, you might get a better response. I think she reached out to her management, but
Oh, I got a direct line, man. I mean, I'll hit her
hey,
up if you want.
speak speaking of that, George.
You guys can do your song.
Speaking
Yeah,
of that,
man.
George, just remind her that there's a bald-headed fellow with a beard from South Georgia. He's got a top 1% podcast in the whole damn world, and who is a huge, huge Sarah Evans fan. I have a playlist on. I would love to have her on the podcast. I have a playlist on my phone that is what I consider the greatest country songs of all time, and her song "The Week the River Raged" is one of my. I had to hear my mama blare that shit at
Man,
my daddy every
I'll
time
hit her
she's
up.
pissed off.
Yeah.
I'll hit her up on
Hey,
your I'll hit her up on your behalf. I'm not
that was a
actually.
couple weeks ago, so I know schedules changed, and schedule could have changed.
Well, the other thing is I don't think she's here in Nashville, but so I it just maybe but maybe she'll be here for some
Yeah, who
reason,
knows? Who
So
knows?
I can ask. You can always ask.
Yeah.
You don't get anything until you ask.
You know what, George? That'd be a real fine place to start, buddy.
Ha,
Yeah.
but
There you go.
See what
There you go.
you see what I did there?
I saw
I
what
see
you
what you
did.
did there.
That was good. That
Yep,
was a
that's
good
it.
drop. That was a good drop. And if anybody's never been to one of their events, by the way, it's fun. It's not a somber event because you're talking about helping military animals that are struggling and all this other kind of stuff. It's fun. The music's great. The atmosphere is wonderful in Nashville Palace. I just hosted their New Year's Eve event and they were absolutely wonderful. I cannot wait to work with them again.
Yep,
There
good people.
it's just a great environment. And then you actually bring some of the dogs out too. I know I got to meet
Yeah.
Mathis a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But you'll actually get to see some of these animals that you're helping right off the bat, get pictures with them, meet their handlers. But it's just you get to see. One thing I love about anything like any organization like you have is when you know the money's going where it's supposed to, because so many people are full of shit. And you can
Yeah.
tell from everything that you do. The people that just love you, the people that just surround themselves with you, or you surround yourself with, and even these animals when they come out and these handlers, they know that you've got their back. And that's hard to find these
Yeah.
days.
Yeah, let me talk about that real quick because we've had some amazing strides in that in this past year. But first and foremost, Project Canine Hero is the largest organization in the world right now that helps retired police canines and military working dogs. Not the United States, not the state of Tennessee, the world. And I can honestly say that because last year, we raised 5.5 million, 4.3 the year before, 4.0 the year before. And our program percentages is 90% with just 5% in admin. And that's really amazing for an organization of our size. But if anyone was to get out their phone right now and just Google this Project Canine Hero Legit, you're going to see Charity Navigator, which is the highest, is the most well-known organization that rates other charities. And we're at 100% rating. And only 0.1% of all nonprofits get 100% rating. So that puts us right up there. And that comes from transparency, doing the right thing with the money, disclosing all your financials, disclosing your audits, everything where everything's going, and being at the highest level. So when people like George do want to come out and support, they know that, hey, this is an organization that's truly helping retired police canines and military working dogs. And we're not just helping the dog, because what happens is when you pay that bill for that first responder or that military member, you're also taking that financial burden off them and their family, which could cause them mental health issues, depression issues, suicidal issues, because maybe that partner saved their life and maybe it's got a cancer now that they can't pay for and it's $10,000. Well, we're here to pay all those bills. We have 321 program members right now, 141 are alive today, and we're committed to paying all their bills for life at 100%. So, when people, again,
Amazing.
think about it, that's what makes us different than everybody else.
That's amazing, man.
Absolutely, dude.
You are to be commended. I mean, it's just amazing. And I know that's not why you do it,
No, it's not. I mean,
but
I had a good career in the government and the military and law enforcement. I quit all that to do this. True story, in 2016, I took $500 in my own pocket to start this. I was still in the government. I was a fairly high-ranking government official, had a good life, could have a good salary, good retirement, good 401k, all that the rest of my life. Took $500 in my pocket to start this. And since that day in 2016, we raised over $25 million. That is not a number that would ever came out of my mouth back then. It's not even a dream of mine. Maybe George, that's like when you thought you're going to do music, that you're going to have all these hit songs for all these people, and George Jones and George Strait or Garth Brooks were going to sing your song one day. And so dreams do come true. And like you said earlier, you got to put your head down. You got to work hard every day. We don't take days off around here. We're working 7 days a week. I was just on a West Coast swing for 2 weeks out working with our partners and sponsors, and that's really where the growth
That's
has been.
awesome.
Partners and sponsors, which brings me to our title sponsor, PetSafe, this year. PetSafe is a huge brand that does all different types of stuff for pets, mainly like their collars or their wireless fences. They're sold in big stores like TSC all around the world. And to be partnered with PetSafe this year as a title sponsor just tells me we're taking it to another level. And, as we grow and grow, all those corporate partnerships is what really helps, and the artists who come in and volunteer their time. And that allows us to put the majority of the money made. The palace is a very small fee. And, last year, I think we netted over 150,000 that night. And this year, I hope to do over a quarter million just in the one night.
It's amazing, man. Just amazing.
You kill it, dude.
Well, we're going to have some great live auctions and silent auctions. We'll have trips. We'll have pistols. One's going to be a Trump pistol, by the way, by Glock. Rifles from, if you guys don't know, I also part owner and CEO of a rifle company called Blackbird Armament. My company made one for us, thankfully for them. I guess someone must have told them to, but they donated one for the raffle. It's going to be super cool with our logo on it. I've already had a peek at
That's
it.
awesome.
Trips, safaris, and that's how we raise money. We got a professional auctioneer, and then we're just a ton of things on the silent auction. You contact a lot of companies, they can't donate money, but like, well, hey, can you give us a gift basket or something for the silent auction? We probably have 30 items for that. So we hope to, not only with the tickets we sell, but through the raffle or the silent auction and the live auction, that we're still racking up sponsorship. We're about 30 sponsorships right now, and I'm still calling people every day. Josh, you're in the business too. And when you try to get sponsors, you don't have to call them once, twice, or five times. You have to call 20 times, and you have to keep asking and keep reminding them, before you can get a yes, which is a little more difficult here in 2025, but that's the way, business is done. And You just don't take no for an answer, and you keep calling people and emailing them and texting them until you get the sponsors you need for the cause you want it for.
Well, you're probably a lot like me. So when we're taking on sponsors on the show, I have to make posts about it at the beginning of every month and all this kind of stuff because I just do 1 month for every sponsor, unless there's somebody like you, right? And I don't have a problem getting businesses. I just have a problem getting the businesses I want. And there's a lot of businesses I just won't associate my name with. Like with the show being ranked as high as it is in the world and all that kind of stuff, you got everybody who wants to be a part of it. But a lot of them, they ain't for what I stand for. Like one of the things I say in my life ever since I worked back in radio was morals over money. No matter what I do, it's if we our morals don't line up, like I can't have you part of my business. Like I cannot do something with you. I'm not going to say you have the greatest product of all time or whatever if I just don't believe in you. So that's one of the things that's like been with you this whole time is I could sit here and go, I'd go to damn war for you. And I go to war for them dogs. Like my dogs are in there barking like hell right now. And I'm the only person in the world that could be mean to them. But I'd fight for a dog before I'd fight for most people, to be real with you. And
Sign me up on that. Sign me
yeah,
up on that.
I'll
Same,
cry.
dude.
I'll
Same.
cry in a movie if a dog gets its nail broke before a person. I cry when a person dies. Like I just, it's the most. There's nothing better than a dog to me, anyway. And you're just one of those folks, dude. You found a need, and you're filling it, and you're filling it in a way that sponsors, people like me and George, everybody else that's on your lineup, Nashville Palace, where everybody wants to work with you.
They want to be a part of it, man. They
Yeah,
want to be a
and
part of
like
it.
you said, we bring in the dogs. So, Canine Mattis, one of the most, probably the most popular police canine in the world. He's got 5 million followers. He'll be there. Canine Dozer got T-boned in a car accident a little over a year ago, 2 years ago now. He got paralyzed. We helped, do his rehabilitation. He's back walking. Me and his handler are working on a bill in Michigan that changes the laws. Project Canine Hero isn't just about raising money and paying a bill. We're trying to change laws in Michigan. I'll be in Washington, D.C. next the few days right after the event. I got meetings with Senate, Congress about my Canine Hero Act that changes the way these federal police dogs and military working dogs are treated in retirements for generations to follow. So it's a lot more than just it's a lot more than just raising money and paying bills. I mean, I'm trying to be the voice for the voiceless, right? Be their mouthpiece, even in Washington, D.C., or in different states. And we couldn't do that with both your guys' help and everyone else who's been involved just in this show. And we're blessed. We have a quarter million donors, and I'm trying to raise that every day. We're trying to take it from a $5 million year organization to a 10, to a 10, to a 20. And, just really see that. And just in full disclosure, we got 800 pending applications. Well, we put in one new hero a week. 52 a year. That's paying their medical for life. That's me committing about 25 grand every 7 days for us. A new 25 grand. So that's a pace where we're comfortable growing. But as we grow more, we can help more heroes because I certainly have the need out there. It's like disabled veterans or homeless veterans, right? You can have an organization to help them, but there's still so many out there, you're just not going to get to them all. And that's what, I'm trying to do, reach more and more every day.
And you do a hell of a job
Fantastic,
of it,
man.
dude. You really
So
do.
well said. So well said too. I mean, just the way you talk about your cause, your mission is like it's obvious that it's real. It's just so real. And
Yeah, when you get to.
people can't help but listen when they listen to you, people cannot help but not only believe you, but to say, F yeah, let's go. You know,
Yeah, and
like
that's the great thing about bringing these hero dogs in. I mean, it's one thing for me to say as the founder and CEO, but when the handler comes up and starts telling their story and how Project Canine Hero saved their dog's life and all these things, it's better coming from them. And so we're going to have about six of the dogs there and several of them speak in some videos, just to kind of bring it all home for everybody.
Dude,
Dude,
man.
I love it. I love it. Well, I think with
Love
all
it.
of that, I think we hit our keynotes on everything. Let's one more time, Jason, tell them where they can, I know if they can't make it, where they can go donate, where they
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
do all of that, which I already tell them enough, projectk9hero.org. I got it memorized by now. But like I said, though, and I know, because George, I don't know if you've ever heard me say this, if you knew what a prick I am, I don't like so many people. Like, because I just don't think they believe. I just don't think they believe their own stuff, right? Like, if you hear me talk about something, I believe in it. Like, I stand 10 toes on it. If I'm supporting it, I'm supporting it with all my heart. And you just get some people, like even some of the organizations I've tried to help out that aren't associated with us, but I thought it was for a good cause. Like, when you hear them talk about it, they're not passionate about it. It's almost like it's a job to them. And I know it's a job too for you, Jason, but that's how they see it. They don't see it as a passion project. They don't see it as them changing the world. They don't see it as a need being fulfilled. They start to see it as just a job. And you're not like that. That's why I do my
No,
best to drive everybody towards you as possible.
I mean, I literally, this is my 31st year in the business. I came in 1993. Police, military, federal government, overseas. Nothing different than the path I've been on. And I literally quit a very high-ranking government job and sold everything I had to start this thing. And really, because you're never going to get to the level you want if you're not full time. If you're trying to do it full time with another job, it'll never be what you want it to be. And I really believe that. And so the other people you probably talk to, they're probably not a founder like me. They probably didn't change their entire life around to include selling their home, losing relationships, doing whatever you had to do to make sure that you're going to take your dream and your passion, you're going to follow it. And I think I know, that grows through to a lot of people, but for me, it's just the truth. I mean, it's just, and there's no plan B. I mean, we're taking Project Canine Hero to the top, and that's just going to be it. There's no backup plan. There's no side job. There's no thing that I'm going to do if this don't work out. Like, it's working out, and we're doing it, and that's what's been very successful. So for those listening, we still got some sponsorships and tables available. The event is January 30th, next Thursday. Doors are gonna open. Coming right
Doors
up.
are gonna
Coming right
open
up.
at 5. We got four artists starting there at 5, and then we kind of do the national anthem, kick off the official part of it at 6, with three lineups, and we're still maybe gonna add a few artists, so it's not over yet. Then we got an after party after 10 in that front room. A few great artists. Mr. Parker Diffie, if he's listening, Mr. Joe Parker Diffie, gonna be leading us off with Pickup Man. And we got full band in there after 11:30, so it stays open to 2. There's a silent auction, live auction, visits from our canine heroes. Canine Mattis is going to be there doing autographs and pictures and doing different things as he does every year. And we just couldn't be more proud. And everything can be found on our social media, projectcaninehero.org, our website at projectcaninehero.org, or on our social media. And you'll see how you can sponsor. You can see how I get you a table. You can see how I get individual tickets. All the artists will be up there, all of our sponsors. Once again, this year, PetSafe, I got to thank them for being the title sponsor. And with the arrangement I made with PetSafe, wasn't just to be the title sponsor of this event, was to work together promoting each other throughout the year and beyond. So That's cool, dude.
that's gonna help us get into some of the stores they're in, like TSC and some other things, and bring some of our dogs and do some stuff like that. But most importantly to our host, Miss Danielle Peck, third year in a row volunteering to be our host, the artist like George and all the other ones we talked about, volunteering their time. No host, no artist, gets paid for this. This is a volunteer thing for them, which is asking them a lot to come out and support a national nonprofit like ours, but they do it because they're good people. So just know that when you see someone's name on that list, that every one of those people are doing it as a volunteer, as to give back to this organization that supports our nation's heroes, that did so much for us, that protected our lives, protected our communities, and protected our country. And now some of them had nowhere to turn to, or they didn't have their medical taken care of. And so, as I always say, it's my job to protect those who protected us. And I am proud and honored to do it, as well as be on the show. So I hope to see you guys there Thursday night. I also want to mention George and I will be on Coffee Country and Cody, with Bill Cody's show on WSM 650 Opryland Radio and Circle Country Television TV next Wednesday morning. And it's going to be
Yep.
January 29th. I think we're around about 9:15. It's usually shown live on Circle Television. And we're going to be bringing in K9 Ricky, which is our new national ambassador. I believe George is going to bring his guitar, maybe do a song. And so we'll be promoting it there as well. But people should tune in to 650 WSM or
Circle Country TV and catch us live because it'll be a pretty cool segment. We've done it 4 years in a row. So shout out to Bill Cody, Charlie Mattis, Kelly Sutton over there. They've had us on every year and they've been extremely great to us. So I need to thank them as well.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing them. Looking forward to seeing them for sure.
George, you got anything you want to leave us with? So make sure you drop your social
Man,
media
no, I'm just
handles.
George Dukas on everything. Yeah, just at George Dukas. So whether it's Instagram, Facebook, all the things. And then georgedukas.com, my website. We got new dates coming up pretty much on the weekly, just adding to the tour calendar, coming off this record that came out back in July called Long Way From Home. Encourage everybody to check that out. I when I finished it, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was kind of like my vision of what maybe Merle meets the Eagles in 1974 and then travels to Texas and plays a show at Gilly's, you know, or something like
Hell
that.
yeah.
So that's kind of where it's at for me, and I'm just, it doesn't really matter right now. What really matters is Project K9 Hero, and I'm just proud, super proud and honored that Jason want, you know, has me as one of the many very capable spokespeople associated with his event, and he himself is the ringleader of them all. He's just to be commended for all his work he does for those who have protected us, our nation, our communities, and the world over so many years. And yeah, it's just gonna be a great night, man. I encourage everybody to check us out on Circle TV, on WSMAM, on, you know, to promote the event the day before, Wednesday the 29th of January, in the morning. And then obviously please come out to the event on the 30th. It's gonna be a good time. And at Nashville Palace. And yeah, Jason pretty much highlighted everything, but I'm just
Yeah.
glad to be there. Glad to be there with him, and glad to be a part of a talented group of people to commemorate Project K9 Hero.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you heard it from
Thank you,
both
George.
of them, and just let me tell y'all, it is one of the few organizations that I love to get behind. Hopefully, I will be there. We got some medical stuff we got to deal with next week. If I get cleared, I'll be there. But let me tell you, please go look up ProjectK9Hero.org. Follow them on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Jason did a great job explaining everything, but when you see the pictures of these animals, you hear the stories behind these animals on Facebook, it makes you want to help so much more. So I challenge each and every one of y'all to go follow them across the board on all social media platforms. Buy tickets if you're in Nashville or want to go to Nashville next week to the event. And I promise you, it's one hell of a time and it's for a damn good cause. So I just want to thank George and Jason for doing the show tonight. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. And it's going to be a hell of a year, 2025. And we just thank y'all for being part of it. Thank y'all for
Yes,
listening.
sir.
Love y'all. We'll catch y'all next time.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.